Well, it's been a while since we've spoken, due to the fact that I had some tests and things like that. But it's nice to be back and be speaking with Pat Pagano this morning. And Pat, people were asking me when I was coming back, but they are also asking, when's Pat Pagano coming back?
Well, yes, and of course I've been back, and feeding Marshall the weather information every single day, so we're on top of it. But I could tell you right now, there's nothing white in our near future.
It's beginning to look like we're not even getting any snow in February.
Boy, it's the same old pattern. It really is. I look at these maps and they go out 14 days, and 14 days I see nothing. Nothing that I would write home about. So, Marshall, I mean, mid-40s today, clouds, a couple of showers, and that's not even a big deal. Any showers will end tonight, upper 30s at this time of the year for us, that's ridiculous. That's where the daytime temperatures should be, not the nighttime temperatures. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy, 50 to 55, partly sunny Saturday, mid-40s, and Super Bowl Sunday, partly sunny, mid-40s, and even as we go to Monday, we are in the 40s. In fact, next week we'll be back in the 50s, Marshall. So, and that's hard to believe because we'll be in the middle part of February. I can't believe it. Back on this day or time in 1978, Marshall, you and I were digging out of one of the biggest blizzards that ever hit the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. I think we've had a total of 6.5 inches of snow this whole winter, and I can't remember a winter this snowless. I just can't.
It's funny because you may recall that when the Farmer's Almanac came out in October, they were preaching bad winter. And we came out with our long range forecast, and I said to you, Marshall, there's one word missing from my winter forecast. And you said, what's that? I said, the word blizzard. And you said, oh yeah. I said, I never ever mentioned the word blizzard once through the long range forecast. I mean, I don't think the long range forecast has been holding up to my expectations in any way, shape, or form, because I thought January would be the roughest month. February, I always thought would be mild. And then I thought March would be a combination. So it did not work in January. And so far, it's working out for February, but we'll have to see what's down the line because God only knows. And that's the truth. What is down the line?
So, any more news on the house and the construction there?
I have not heard a word there. Not a word there, Marshall. All I can tell you is that last night was a yesterday was a fiasco. I had a stove and a refrigerator being delivered from a very well-known place. I won't mention yet the name. They had put me off at least 2 weeks because they had to have a guy come down and survey and make sure everything was going to fit. So the guy did the survey and he said, "No problem. I'm going to have to cut your countertops. Just a little bit on each side to get the stove in there." Okay, fine, no problem. They were supposed to show up between 1 and 4 yesterday. They showed up at 7 p.m. The guy has no idea about cutting the countertops, so the stove cannot be installed. That is in my garage. The refrigerator was able to be installed, but because it wouldn't fit through the doorway, they had to take all the doors off and then reassemble it in the kitchen. So they didn't leave until 9 last night, at which time Pat finally had something to eat, and then I went to sleep. I am not happy at all. They didn't leave me the manual for the refrigerator, and there's a scratch on the refrigerator. They told me that to report it, and they'll get a new door, and they'll come and install it. That was my fiasco last night.
Sounds like PC Richards to me.
That's who it was. Boy, you
I'm
guessed
sorry.
it.
I'm sorry. It sounds exactly like PC Richards to
You
me.
guessed it right on the nose. And I am so upset. I'm calling them first thing in the morning, this morning, when they get in, which is probably 10. And I am going to rave because he said to me, "Oh, well, we may have somebody to come down and put your stove in Saturday, if not Tuesday." Oh, really? After 2 weeks, now you're going to put me off again. And it's not going to be Saturday. Saturday's better for me. I don't work on Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
Amazing.
yeah.
Amazing. What type of stove is it? A gas stove or an electric?
It's a gas stove,
Okay.
which is not a big deal, but they do have
No.
to cut. They got to cut about a tenth of an inch on each side of the. And I have my whole kitchen covered in plastic. The whole kitchen is taped and covered in plastic. Now it's got to stay that way until Saturday or maybe Tuesday. Can't stay that way. I have to live. I'm going to have to take the plastic down and then redo it.
That's crazy. It's crazy. It's, you know, it's just one of those things. I dealt with that retailer many, many years ago, and will never, ever, ever do it again.
Really? I'm very shocked because I did buy my TV through them, and I do remember it came on time. They set it up. It was flawless, so I figured thumbs up. But this is really, this is more than any customer would ask for as far as service. So I had taken out a extended service plan with them for both. Yeah. I'm waiting for the stove to be installed, and then I'm going to march down there, and I'm going to cancel both of those, and I'm going to go to the actual supplier, the appliance manufacturer, and take it out with them. And if they say why, I'm going to say, if you weren't reliable installing these, how reliable are you going to be in repairing it? I'm not taking chances. I'm going with the actual manufacturer.
All right. Now, it's been a while since how's the movie and stuff like that?
Yeah, I have a lot of movies. I haven't watched any. I have not watched any. There's a stack waiting for me, and I only have till the 24th of February, so I got to get going.
Well, I haven't watched any either, to be honest.
Well, you've been a little busy, yeah, taking care of your health, so you have an excuse. But me, I've been actually being sidetracked with all of this stuff, Marshall. And, you know, thank God the weather's easy, Marshall, because I can't handle both, you know?
Yeah. Well, let's recap this easy forecast.
It is a couple of showers today, mid-40s. They end tonight, upper 30s. Partly cloudy Friday, 50 to 55. Partly sunny Saturday in the middle 40s, and your Sunday Super Bowl. Partly sunny mid 40s again. Should be a nice weekend, Marshall.
All right. And I'll decide today whether we're going to do this, the broadcast from my home, because it's been real tough setting this up and doing this morning. But if I don't speak to you tomorrow, hopefully I'll speak to you on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm praying that that you'll get a real speedy recovery. And yeah, you're going to do it.
All right, Pat, have a good weekend, but I hope to speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye-bye, Marshall.